Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're now only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu IMD, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 spin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jaliroku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Over 500 artisanal miners licensed after completing national training program. 17-year-old girl drowns after being swept away by flood waters in Kitwe. And in global news, gunmen kill 9 in South Africa tavern attack. Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM main news. Over 500 artisanal miners have formally graduated from the third cohort national training program and received official mining licenses, signaling a transformative shift towards a structured and sustainable mining sector in Zambia. The intensive 20-day program, which drew participants from over 300 cooperatives across 9 provinces, equipped miners with vital skills in safe, legal and environmentally responsible mining practices. In his keynote address, Minister of Mines and Minerals Development Paul Kabuswe declared the event a turning point for the government's agenda to uplift small-scale miners. Mr. Kabuswe said the program is a clear demonstration of government's commitment to moving mining from informally to a structured and self-contributor to national development. He urged the new license holders to protect their formalized status, cautioning against trading their hard-earned credentials for short-term gain. And Muchinga Province Provincial Minister Njavwa Simutowe highlighted the local impact, specifically referencing the gold-rich areas of Kanyalele and Kamawe. Mr. Simutowe said that the handover of the certificates and licenses is a powerful signal which demonstrates the province's willingness to now drive development that benefits the people and protects the land. This is according to a statement issued by Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development Principal Public Relations Officer Shamwinda Tembo. A 17-year-old girl of Mulenga compound in Kitwe has drowned after being swept away by strong rainwater currents. Coppabelle Police Commissioner Mwala Yui has confirmed the incident in a statement, stating that the victim drowned in a concrete drainage channel that was heavily flooded with rainwater flowing into Matemate Stream and eventually into the Kafue River. Mr. Yui explains that preliminary investigations indicate that on the fateful day, the girl was in the company of 2 friends chatting by the roadside during a heavy downpour. He says before the rain subsided, the victim decided to head home and attempted to jump across the drainage, but in the process she slipped and fell into the drainage, where she was swept away by the strong water current into Matemate Stream. Mr. Yui says the incident occurred on December 18, 2025 at around 22 hours and was reported to Mulenga Police Post on December 19 at approximately 21:50 hours by the victim's mother. He says upon receiving the report, police officers in a joint operation with the Public Health Department and the Fire Brigade conducted a physical search around Matemate Stream, which flows into the Kafue River, but the efforts were unsuccessful. Mr. Yui added that the search for the body is ongoing and an inquiry file has been opened as investigations into the matter continue. A non-governmental organization, Bone Short Living Tour, BSL, has commended President Hakainde Hichilema and the National Assembly for passing a landmark constitutional amendment that guarantees 5 parliamentary seats for persons with disabilities through proportional representation. BSLT President Ntalasha Chisha says the development places Zambia among a small number of African countries with constitutionally protected political representation for persons with disabilities, marking a significant milestone in the promotion of inclusive democracy. Mr. Chisha has revealed that persons with disabilities account for more than 1.7 million Zambians, yet they have historically been excluded from national decision-making processes. He noted that the amendment aligns with the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities and Zambia's Persons with Disabilities Act, reinforcing the principle of nothing about us without us. Mr. Chisha further stated that ahead of the 2026 general elections, the organization is calling on all political parties to proactively identify, mentor, and adopt qualified candidates with disabilities while rejecting stigma and stereotypes that have traditionally limited their political participation.
BSLT Zambia will be reaching out to the Secretary Generals of all political parties to discuss how we can support and elevate the voices of persons with disabilities within the political system. We also call upon the general public to join us in advocating for this milestone and to offer their support to persons with disabilities who step forward to participate in the upcoming elections. Together, we can create a more inclusive and representative society.
Government has reiterated its commitment to addressing environmental and disaster-related challenges in Mumba District, Central Province, with a focus on mitigating the impact of mining activities, deforestation and climate-induced hazards. District Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit DMMU Coordinator President Mwemba stated that Mumba is facing a range of disasters, including toxic waste from mining operations, deforestation resulting from charcoal production, and water contamination that has led to livestock deaths and fish mortality. She noted that the district has experienced a surge in open pit mining and forest clearing, which contributes to rising temperatures, erratic rainfall, and increased vulnerability to floods and droughts. Ms. Mwemba highlighted that government, in collaboration with stakeholders such as the Center for Environment Justice, We Effect, and a Child Fund, has intensified community-based disaster risk management training to build local resilience and promote hazard mapping in vulnerable areas. She was speaking during a dialogue on environmental rights organized by the Center for Environment Justice with support from Norwegian Church Aid and Danish Church Aid through their joint country program.
So what we've done, we've started doing training. This year, we've done a lot of training with the help of CEJ and We Effect, DWA and Child Fund, where we've been sensitizing people on CBDR, that's community-based disaster risk management. So we've been telling them the process, the cycle of disaster, because there's a pre-phase of a disaster, then there's a during and there's post. So we try by all means to educate people on the phase of disaster.
The National Union of Small-Scale Farmers of Zambia, NUSFAZ, has emphasized the need to promote crop diversification among smallholder farmers by encouraging the cultivation of cassava as a viable alternative to maize. NUSFAZ Executive Director Ebon Lolozi said that cassava should be regarded as one of the most reliable agricultural crops, noting that it is tolerant to several diseases that commonly affect other crops. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Lolozi notes that the crop is also resilient to varying climatic conditions, making it suitable for many parts of the country.